from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
He joins us now. Nathan Marzion, my former co-host of the Green and Growing podcast that sadly died. What's going on, buddy?
How's it going, Sparky? I'm doing pretty well, getting ready for a pretty big week for the Milwaukee Bucks offseason. So
then what? What happens then? Then you go looking for a girl after that? Or what's the plan after the draft? Because I know you're not now. I'm sure you're bunkered up in full draft mode right now.
Yes, I've been very much studying the draft prospects very heavily since our season ended. I didn't want to watch too much NBA basketball after that. I still watched some. Unfortunately, I had to see the Celtics win the finals. But I've been definitely grinding on the draft research and who the Bucks could take, or who they might trade. Blah 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 blah. So after this, it becomes time to watch the Cubs blow lead after lead with their terrible bullpen. So,
dude, it's over, man. Trader's not leading you anywhere this year. Nathan Marzion, behindthebuckpass.com. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. So why are you always trolling fans, man? Why are you always messing with fans on Twitter for? The latest one I saw was Brooke Lopez or Bobby Portis, pretty much. Got to trade one. Can't keep both. Can't trade both. One of them's got to get moved, whatever the case may be. Now, we all know you're anti-Bobby, so that's of no surprise that you would put Bobby up there in a trade. I will say this. I'll respond to your little poll question, Marzion, and I'll say I'd trade Brooke and keep Bobby because I believe they will be able to take a center at their pick in the first round to essentially be the next center for the Milwaukee Bucks. What say you?
Well, obviously, my choice is trade Bobby. I've been on the trade Bobby train for a while. I know, shocking. But again, I put out that poll more to just get the people's gauge of. I want to get the gauge of how the Bucks fans are feeling. And you know, if you had to, because I'm assuming they're not going to trade both, because you'd be, I don't know. I mean, depending on who you get back, you'd probably be lacking a lot of size if you traded both of them. And I would think that if you're going to make any type of meaningful move, you have to trade at least one of them. So that was kind of my thing, is like, okay, well, let's assume they trade one but not both. Which one would you rather trade? And I wanted to kind of get a sense, because I see a lot of people talk about, oh, we should try to trade Brooke. And obviously a lot of people have been talking about trading, you know, some of the bench guys, Bobby, Pat. But I just look at it and say, if you're trading Brooke, are there many trades out there that exist that you are getting better? Probably not, that are realistic. No, I just don't see the move that you could really make. I know one that I am okay with is trading him for Wendell Carter, because it would save you a bunch of money, get you under the second apron. And I think Wendell Carter is good enough that, and young enough that, like, okay, I could get down with that. But for the most part, it's like most trades that involve Brooke, to me, I'm like, you're either going to be worse. Or if you're not worse and you get some other, you know, if you trade him for Bruce Brown, who's a good player, but then all of a sudden you'd be left with this really big hole at center. As you said, you might be able to draft someone in the first round, like a Deron Holmes or someone like that, that could fill that spot. I mean, for sure, maybe down the road, but maybe a little bit in their first year too. But it's hard to rely on rookies to do that. And it's hard to just believe that it'll all be fine just losing, you know, Brook Lopez, losing that size, losing that defensive anchor that he is down low. For me, it's like, keep Brook. I think you need to try to trade Bobby to get someone that allows you to play more non-Brook minutes. I think you can try to reduce Brook's role a little bit, but I think he's still very valuable as a rim protector and a big that can shoot the ball. You know, shooting 36% from three is not nothing as a center. So he can do those two things that not a ton of centers can do both of, and I think you try to keep him, you try to retool around that and give yourself some more versatility by trading the Bobby Portis's, the Pat Connaughton's, the Marjon Beauchamp's. Try to get some type of defensive guys in here that can give you some different lineups that you're not always forced to play Brook.
Nathan Marzion, BehindTheBuckPass.com. He's got a lot of draft stuff up over there. If you want to go check it out, follow him at Nathan Marzion. I want to tell you about some of these mock drafts I'm seeing. Khalil Ware's my guy. That's who I want. I don't think he'll get to him, the center from Indiana, but I'm hot to trot for Khalil Ware if I can get him. Flavowski, the kid from Duke, I do not want. He has no defensive presence whatsoever as far as shot blocking or anything else. He's more of an offensive-minded center, which is fine, but not for this basketball team. So I'm not there on him. I think the kid from Baylor is too raw. Your thoughts on centers available and if you want any of them at that pick?
Yeah, for me, the guy is Daron Holmes if they're going to take a center.
Is he like 6'8", 6'9"?
He's 6'10". And I think he's got the good combination of he's pretty mobile. He's athletic. He can. I trust his shot more than I trust Khalil Ware's shot. The one thing Khalil Ware has on him is the size. He's 7'1", I think, with like a 7'4 wingspan. So he's definitely longer, bigger. But I don't trust Khalil Ware as much defending in space, and I don't trust his shot quite as much. So I'm like, I think I'm going with Daron Holmes as my number one guy. Now, I wouldn't be mad if they got Ware. I don't want Filipowski from Duke. I am not big on the Baylor guy because he can't shoot at all. And, you know, don't want Zach Ide because he's slow. So I think they're right at the end of when those bigs will all be taken. Like, there's a chance that none of them are available. And because I know right before us is Phoenix and New Orleans, who both are maybe going to take big men. So there could be two that go right before us. And earlier, you know, Ide might go, Filipowski might go before that. So it's like, we might be right outside of the range that these guys all go in. But if a guy like Daron Holmes kind of slips through the cracks and is available, like, that would be definitely someone I'm very excited about.
All right, let's talk about another position of need here, and I think that is a wing player. They have to find a wing player. I like Shannon, the kid from Illinois, but it appears now that these rape allegations were false and he's been cleared, I see more and more people saying he's end of the first round, which means if they're going to take him, they got to take him in the first versus taking a center. I'm not a proponent of that necessarily, but they do need another wing player, I think, that can defend well and score. I don't even care about the three-point shot at this point. I want a score of some sort to help this team off the bench going forward. Your thoughts?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Yeah, there's a lot of wings I like. I definitely like Shannon. And honestly, with how this draft is kind of looking and the guys that are going to be available, if they are going to trade a pick, I'd probably almost prefer they trade their first round, get more value for it. And then there's going to be, I think, plenty of wings available in the second that
for sure
can defend and can shoot. Whereas, again, I don't even trust that you know, the only way I'd be upset trading 23 is if, like, I knew for sure Daron Holmes was going to be available, and I'd be like, oh, you know, that you're kind of missing out on that. But otherwise, there's kind of a gap between after Daron Holmes, there's really not a big in this draft that you're really excited about. So if you can't get any of those bigs in the first round, you might as well move back and or trade that pick and then have that 33rd pick to just use on a wing. But the guys I like, Pella Larson from Arizona, he is kind of a do-it-all type of player. He reminds me a little bit of Dante DiVincenzo, so I like him, pretty athletic. Kevin McCullough from Kansas is a known very good defender.
I like him. Yep.
So he's someone that, yeah, he can come in and just defend right away. But both of those guys, I think, are pretty NBA-ready, which is what the Bucks need. There's a wing from Louisiana Tech, very big sleeper that not many people probably know about, but his name is Isaiah Crawford. If you ever, you know, look him up, he averaged like 2.1 steals and 1.7 blocks. He has like a 7-foot wingspan.
Damn.
Very, very intriguing.
Can he shoot?
He shot 39% from three last year. So, yeah,
that's good.
He can shoot pretty well. He has, like, his offensive game is very, like, poor man's Chris Middleton. Like, he's not a blow-by-you type of player, and he's not going to, like, but he's more just, like, he gets to his spots. He's methodical. He's got a pretty good jumper. But defensively, he's a menace, and he's super long, super active, and can stay in front of guys very well. The only downside with him, and there's a reason he's lower on most people's draft boards, is A, he went to Louisiana Tech, so he's not, you know, not the best competition level, and B, he had like two ACL injuries in his career, so that is a little bit of a red flag. But if you're looking at like a second round type of flyer or something like that, he's someone that I would definitely like wouldn't mind if the Bucks got him.
So I'm Nathan Marzion, BehindTheBuckPass.com. Check out all his draft coverage over there. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. Here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. I want to get your thoughts on, I think, wasn't it Windhorse last week, Charlie, that said Bucks were looking to kind of make changes to the core possibly outside of Giannis and Damian Lillard, I think it was, around there. Is that who it was? Was it Windhorse, Charlie? I'm losing my mind. I don't remember. Anyways.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Windhorse. And I brought up, well, he didn't say Middleton. I found that very intriguing and kind of a red flag that he wouldn't bring up Middleton as that core they were looking to build around outside of Giannis and Lillard. Who has the biggest value right now outside of Giannis and Lillard that they could get the most for in return outside of those two?
I mean, I definitely think you could get the most in return for Chris, given how well he performed coming off, or how well he performed in the playoffs last year, and like, there are definitely teams out there that could really use a guy like Chris Middleton, who puts up 20-something points a game in the playoffs, 5-5, pretty good efficiency. And I know the injury stuff, but I don't know, if you're a team that's just trying to win and you're looking for kind of a wing to throw out there, like, I don't know, like, and they don't have anything to give us. I'm not saying this would be a trade, but a team like Philly, like, they would love to have a Chris Middleton right now, who is just a much better version of Tobias Harris, who they had last year. So, like, there's definitely teams, I think, that would give up something for Chris Middleton, and more than they give up for Bobby or Brooke. Like, Bobby, you're just going to – if you're trading Bobby, you're trying to just get back, like, maybe a guy that's a fifth starter level player, but more probably just a bench defensive piece, not any type of starter. Like, I think with Chris, you could get more than that. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd have to say him, but I don't believe they're going to trade Chris. I think when they talk about – guys in the core that they're looking to trade, I think that's more referring to Bobby and Brooke. I'm fairly certain, because, like, I mean, I talked about how difficult it is to find the right trade for Brooke that makes you better and is realistic. Like, that is even twice as hard to find for Chris. It's like, it feels like every year there's a portion of Bucks fans that yell trade Chris Middleton, but the trade just doesn't exist. You're not getting, you know, Paul George. You're not getting Jimmy Butler. Like, you're not getting a player that's better than Chris in any type of realistic deal. So I think you're kind of keeping those three together, retooling around them, and just trying to patch up the defense a little bit and go from there. I think this team, when healthy, is, you know, right up there with those contenders to win a title, and it's just going to be staying healthy and making some, you know, changes to the bench and the defense mainly to kind of get over the hump here.
One last one, Nathan Marzion. Of the veterans that we've discussed, plus you can add Pat Connaughton into there, that he's being discussed too, as possible trade offers for them, even though him and Bobby Portis are both eligible for extensions this summer. How many, if any, veterans do you think eventually get dealt before next year off this team?
Man, it's got to be I would guess at least. I mean, a lot of the guys, they're going to just be losing. Like, they're just losing Jay Crowder. Malik Beasley's gone. And some of the other end-of-bench guys that they're just going to leave. I would think they re-sign Pat Bev and end up coming to a deal with him. But do I think he'll be on the team after this next season? I don't know. Probably not. I would think Bobby Portis gets traded at some point. I would think Pat Connaughton gets traded at some point. I really do think they're going to try to retool this thing as much as they can. I think that Horst, I think Doc Rivers, I think all these guys recognize that, like, we have a core, we have a duo here that is very rare to have. Like, this isn't something that you just have fall into your lap every day, having Giannis and Dame together. Like, you can't really fool around. You can't, take this for granted. Like, you have to take advantage of every opportunity and try to get as good as you can and really just maximize everything you can around them while you have them and they're still, you know, near their prime years. So I don't think they're going to be fooling around. I think they're going to make some moves. I know it's hard with the second apron right now and they can't really aggregate salaries and, you know, combine multiple. Yeah, there's a lot of wings I like. I definitely like Shannon. And honestly, with how this draft is kind of looking and the guys that are going to be available, if they are going to trade a pick, I'd probably almost prefer they trade their first round, get more value for it. And then there's going to be, I think, plenty of wings available in the second that
for sure
can defend and can shoot. Whereas, again, I don't even trust that. You know, the only way I'd be upset trading 23 is if, like, I knew for sure Daron Holmes was going to be available, and I'd be like, that you're kind of missing out on that. But otherwise, there's kind of a gap between after Daron Holmes, there's really not a big in this draft that you're really excited about. So if you can't get any of those bigs in the first round, you might as well move back and or trade that pick and then have that 33rd pick to just use on a wing. But the guys I like, Pella Larson from Arizona, he is kind of a do-it-all type of player. He reminds me a little bit of Dante DiVincenzo, so I like him. Pretty athletic. Kevin McCullough from Kansas is a known very good defender.
Like him. Yep.
So he's someone that, yeah, he can come in and just defend right away. But both of those guys, I think, are pretty NBA ready, which is what the Bucks need. There's a wing from Louisiana Tech, very big sleeper that not many people probably know about, but his name is Isaiah Crawford. If you ever, you know, look him up, he averaged like 2.1 steals and 1.7 blocks. He has like a 7-foot wingspan.
Damn.
Very, very intriguing.
Can he shoot?
He shot 39% from three last year. So, yeah,
that's good.
He can shoot pretty well. He has, like, his offensive game is very, like, poor man's Chris Middleton. Like, he's not a blow-by-you type of player, and he's not going to, like, but he's more just, like, he gets to his spots. He's methodical. He's got a pretty good jumper. But defensively, he's a menace, and he's super long, super active, and can stay in front of guys very well. The only downside with him, and there's a reason he's lower on most people's draft boards, is A, he went to Louisiana Tech, so he's not, you know, not the best competition level, and B, he had like two ACL injuries in his career, so that is a little bit of a red flag. But if you're looking at like a second round type of flyer or something like that, he's someone that I would definitely like wouldn't mind if the Bucks got him.
Talking with Nathan Marzion, BehindTheBuckPass.com. Check out all his draft coverage over there. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. Here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you. I want to get your thoughts on, I think, wasn't it Windhorse last week, Charlie, that said Bucks were looking to kind of make changes to the core possibly outside of Giannis and Damian Lillard, I think it was. Around there. Is that who it was? Was it Windhorse, Charlie? I'm losing my mind. I don't remember. Anyways.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was Windhorse. And I brought up, he didn't say Middleton. I found that very intriguing and kind of a red flag that he wouldn't bring up Middleton as that core they were looking to build around outside of Giannis and Lillard. Who has the biggest value right now outside of Giannis and Lillard that they could get the most for in return outside of those two?
I mean, I definitely think you could get the most in return for Chris, given how well he performed coming off, or how well he performed in the playoffs last year. And like, there are definitely teams out there that could really use a guy like Chris Middleton, who puts up 20 something points a game in the playoffs, 5-5, pretty good efficiency. And I know the injury stuff, but I don't know, if you're a team that's just trying to win and you're looking for kind of a wing to throw out there, like, I don't know, like, and they don't have anything to give us, I'm not saying this would be a trade, but a team like Philly, like, they would love to have a Chris Middleton right now, who is just a much better version of Tobias Harris, who they had last year. So, like, there's definitely teams, I think, that would give up something for Chris Middleton, and more than they give up for Bobby or Brooke. Like Bobby, you're just going to, if you're trading Bobby, you're trying to just get back like maybe a guy that's a fifth starter level player, but more probably just a bench defensive piece, not any type of starter. Like I think with Chris, you could get more than that. I think I'd have to say him, but I don't believe they're going to trade Chris. I think when they talk about guys in the core that they're looking to trade, I think that's more referring to Bobby and Brooke. I'm fairly certain, because I talked about how difficult it is to find the right trade for Brooke that makes you better and is realistic. Like that is even twice as hard to find for Chris. It's like it feels like every year there's a portion of Bucks fans that yell trade Chris Middleton, but the trade just doesn't exist. You're not getting, you know, Paul George. You're not getting Jimmy Butler. Like you're not getting a player that's better than Chris in any type of realistic deal. So I think you're kind of keeping those three together, retooling around them, and just trying to patch up the defense a little bit and go from there. I think this team, when healthy, is, you know, right up there with those contenders to win a title. And it's just going to be staying healthy and making some, you know, changes to the bench and the defense mainly to kind of get over the hump here.
One last one, Nathan Marzion. Of the veterans that we've discussed, plus you can add Pat Connaughton into there that he's being discussed too as possible trade offers for them, even though him and Bobby Portis are both eligible for extensions this summer. How many, if any, veterans do you think eventually get dealt before next year off this team?
It's got to be, I would guess at least, again, a lot of the guys, they're going to just be losing. Like, they're just losing Jay Crowder. Malik Beasley's gone. And some of the other end-of-bench guys that they're just going to leave. I would think they re-sign Pat Bev and end up coming to a deal with him. But do I think he'll be on the team after this next season? I don't know. Probably not. I would think Bobby Portis gets traded at some point. I would think Pat Connaughton gets traded at some point. I really do think they're going to try to retool this thing as much as they can. I think that Horst, I think Doc Rivers, I think all these guys recognize that, like, we have a core, we have a duo here that is very rare to have. Like, this isn't something that you just have fall into your lap every day, having Giannis and Dame together. Like, you can't really fool around. You can't, take this for granted. Like, you have to take advantage of every opportunity and try to get as good as you can and really just maximize everything you can around them while you have them and they're still, you know, near their prime years. So I don't think they're going to be fooling around. I think they're going to make some moves. I know it's hard with the second apron right now and they can't really aggregate salaries and, you know, combine multiple players in a deal, but that also might be something they do is trade, you know, a Pat or a Brooke for someone of a lower salary that gets them underneath the second apron and kind of gives them some more flexibility, whether it be in the offseason or at the trade deadline, to make, you know, another deal later down the road. So there's plenty of ways they could go with this. I just hope that they remain aggressive and, you know, do not stop trying to upgrade this team and think that this team is perfectly fine just because guys got hurt, they lost. No, like there are definitely some areas they need to improve on and get better, especially the defense, the athleticism, the speed. You know, try to upgrade that somehow and patch that stuff up and, you know, stay healthy and you can have a chance to win this thing.
Would have been nice to have Jeff Van Gundy on the staff. Nathan Marzion, BehindTheBuckPass.com. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion. Nathan, thank you so much. We'll talk probably after the draft. Get your thoughts on it.
Yep, for sure. Thank you for having me.
Sounds good. There he is, Nathan Marzion, my guy. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.